There are a few issues in Siman Resh Pei Ches that are important that you do not have to be a sofer necessarily to comment on. So we'll try to cover those issues specifically in the last two, Seifim of Yud Daled and Tesvav. The first is that we are aware that there is a machlokas or a disagreement between the Beis Yosef and the Arizal regarding the Ksav, regarding the writing of when it comes to writing Stam, of Sifrei Torah, Mezuzos, and Tefillin. The differences are mostly in four letters. Letters, as was discussed in the past, are made up of different smaller letters. So in many letters, the straight lines can look like a Vav or a Zion. A Vav, if you can imagine, I should have had pictures, but a Vav, in writing a Sefer Torah, has the square hat, and the line of the Vav, the long line, comes off the side. That's how a Vav looks. You have a square, and then the line of the Vav comes down off the side of that square. In a Zion, so you have that square, but the line comes off the middle of the square, coming down from the center. That's how you differentiate between whether you have a kosher Vav or a Zion, whether the line of the bottom comes off the side for a Vav, or a Zion down the middle of the square. And that is a machlokas, where you use a Vav or a Zion to finish letters. So, for example, the Arizal says that a Ches is made of a Vav and a Zion with the hat, with the roof, connecting the Vav and the Zion together. As opposed to the Beis Yosef, for the Ksav for Ashkenazim, which is two Zions together with the hat coming off the top of both and making the roof between the two, and again in making it Sadi, a Shin, an Ayin, or a Tes as well, is it a Vav or a Zayin that makes the lines, the longer lines that create those letters? And more famously, when it comes to a Tzadi, according to the Arizal, the Yud, which makes the back of the Tzadi, right? The Tzadi has the long two lines that make the base, and the other line that comes up from the right side of the bottom going up towards the top of the left, and then off the back of the tzadi is a yud. So the Arizal says that the yud faces to the left, and the Beis Yosef says that the yud faces to the right. And that is, one can differentiate when looking at ksav to know if it's the ksav of the Beis Yosef of the Arizal, where the yud in the back of the tzadi comes off to the right or comes off to the left. So if one is now aware of those differences of the writing of the osios between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, or Nusach Ari, or whatever it may be, so then the question is, can you interchange? So the Beis Yosef may hold, according to some shitas, that the tzadi of the Arizal is pasul, that the yud is facing the wrong way. The Vilna Gaon may have held that it was pasul as well. It's reported the Talmidim of the Gra said that in the Megillas Esther of the Gra, the tzadi was like the Arizal, not like the Beis Yosef. So there's many different opinions and minhagim and histories of who had what. Now, it's hard to say that half the tefillin of Klal Yisrael are pasul because they have one ksav or the other. So you need to, there has to be an understanding that the opinion, there has to be elu ve'elu, that some of the opinions are correct and some of the opinions are correct as well for both camps. And therefore it would turn out that lichat chila, one should have a mezuzah of their mesorah. If your family davens nusach Ashkenazim or Ashkenazim, you should have ksav beis Yosef. If they are Sfardim or they daven nusach Sfardim, they come from Chasidim, so then technically you should have the ksav of the Arizal. You should follow the minhagim according to one's family. But it is still 100% kosher, even if you do not have the ksav of one's own Masorah. And this is the opinion of the Stipler, cited in the Orchos Rabbeinu, and Rav Bitzal Stern in the Olacha Bamisach and Perachav Dalid, Rav Avad Yosef in Yabiyomer Chelek Dalid, Yerodeh Semen Chaf, the Agra Bahalacha, and the Shevet Halevin Chelek Yud, and pretty much all the poskim say that if you have the wrong Masorah, the different Masorah of your family, your mezuzah is still 100% kosher. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach is quoting the Alicha Shlomo in Tefillah, Perek Dalid, and again in Perek Yotes, that the ksav of your tefillin does not have to be the same ksav of your mezuzahs. So if you have a mesorah that you always have the ksav of the Arizal in your tefillin, but all the mezuzahs in your house are the ksav of the Beis Yosef or vice versa, so that's perfectly fine, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach. And in fact, he notes, there are some who say the Arizal and his mezuzahs had the ksav of the Beis Yosef. So we see there was intermingling and a changing amongst the minhagim. However, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you should make sure that all of your mezuzahs have the same ksav. You should not have some that are Arizal, some that are Beis Yosef. You should be straight, and everyone should be uniform when it comes to the mezuzahs in one's homes. If there is a building or there is an apartment where there are different families and there are mezuzahs that go on the building for public use, so how do you follow to decide whether the mezuzah should be in the ksav of the Arizal, the Beis Yosef? You have Ashkenazim, Hasidim, Litvaks all living together. So who do you follow? So you should follow the majority. Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Leket Hilchos Mezuzah says this as well in the Agrabah Lechem Parag Vav. And now, it's important to know, how do you decide the majority? It goes according to the household, not the number of people. If the Hasidim have 10 people in their family, but there's only two of them in the building, and there are 7 other families, but there's only 2 in each family, so then you followed the number of households, not the number of people according to the family. So the households win out when it comes to deciding who's the majority in putting the ksav on the mezuzah for that building. Rav Moshe writes in the Gros Moshe in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet Siman Mem that stencils are not valid for writing a mezuzah. He says that sirtut, having the lines on the mezuzah to write, is ma'akev in writing a mezuzah. And Rav Moshe says that it's only good sirtut. The lines are only good if they're there to be used. But if the lines are only there because you have to put sirtut on the mezuzah, but you didn't need to use them in writing the straight lines of the mezuzah, so then the sirtut is no good. The lines that are indented are invalid if they're not there for the purpose of writing. So if a person uses a stencil and there was no need for the guided lines of the sirtut to be there, says Rav Moshe, it's not good sirtut, and therefore the mezuzah would be pasul in such a case. There's a, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's say a guy is a lefty.
Yeah.
So maybe would you put it on the left or the right?
No. Mezuzah is always going on the right.
Don't say he has the halami, right?
Yeah, but that's as it remains. A halami.
He says in the end of the day we don't follow what the majority is.
Meaning for what?
Meaning we'll just go, I guess, because there's no inherent right here. But I'm saying, he says we don't look at whether there are more lefties or righties or for deciding which side to put the mezuzah on.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, so maybe why should that be necessarily calculation and the ksav is on?
Well, then what should you do?
How many people there are? I guess there's no inherent correct way.
It's not a correct or right or wrong. It's just what the minhag is. You have to pick something. Yeah.
So if a Sephardi is moving into an apartment and Ashkenazim left some mezuzahs there and he has to buy, let's say they left mezuzahs on half the room, because you want to buy mezuzahs for the other half of the rooms, it's not so posh to buy Sephardi mezuzahs for the other half of the rooms, or maybe then it would be okay? Or?
In such a case, you'd have to see how prohibitive the cost was to have mixed mezuzahs. And then also maybe the sofa will, I don't know, buy the Ashkenazi ones off you. I don't know. You'd have to work it out depending on that case. Back to the writing of the mezuzah. So there is a major debate and discussion regarding silk screen Sifrei Torah, silk screen mezuzahs. This was a method of writing stam developed by Rav Yitzchak Abadi a number of years ago. And it has a lot of controversy around it. We're not going to discuss it right here, but you can see all the sources discussing it. Roy Bleich has an article in Tradition in 2003, volume 37. He discusses all of the problems with silkscreen Sifrei Torah and mezuzahs. And there's a defense in Chakira, number 19, by a Talmud of Rav Yitzchak Abadi, Yisrael Kleinhandler. There he discusses all the positive aspects of silkscreen Sifrei Torah and mezuzahs. And then you can see Rav Abadi's tshuva itself in the Yor Yitzchak, in Yoradei Simon Gimel, where he posits and discusses having silkscreen stam and Sifrei Torah. Okay. Next. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the rolling of the mezuzah. The Gemara Menachos Laman Aleph on the base says that Rav Chelbo saw Rav Huna rolling his mezuzah from Echad, which is the end of the beginning of the line, until Shema on the right side. And the Rambam writes us the halacha in Parakei that when you fold up your mezuzah, it should be rolled from the end of the line to the beginning. Why? So when you open the mezuzah, you see it as it should be read. Meaning when you open the mezuzah after it's been rolled, you should see Shema as the first word, and then open it towards the end of the line. That's how the mezuzah should be rolled. This is the halacha here in Shulchan Aruch, and the Kisser Shulchan Aruch in Parak Yud Aleph. The Rambam uses different terminology. He doesn't say Shema until Echad, because we know that Echad is not the last word in the line in our mezuzahs. Even though the Gemara used the language of Echad, Shema until Echad, or Echad until Shema, the Ram doesn't say that because our mezuzahs don't end with the word Echad. That's why the Rambam explains it differently. The Chovas Hador in Perek Tes says that if you roll the mezuzah the other way, so that you'd open it up at the end of the line and not at the beginning of the line, so it's still kosher. And he infers this from Poskim, we'll see later on, that perhaps the mezuzah might not even need to be rolled in the first place. But we'll discuss that in a moment. However, the mezuzah's melachim says that it's not pasul, but it certainly should be removed and fixed if you roll the mezuzahs the wrong way. And this is clear that it's not pasul from the Yerushalmi end of Megillah. Because the Yerushalmi end of Megillah discusses putting a mezuzah on a door that opens in two different directions, and a door that revolves. And the idea is that the words Shema should be out towards the doorpost. Whatever that means, that it should be put up in a way that the Shema of the mezuzah faces out towards the doorpost. Whatever that means, the Gemara discusses, well, if you have a revolving door, doesn't that mean the mezuzah is going to be facing different directions all the time, and therefore the Shema is not always going to be facing in the same direction? So we see, based on that point of the Gemara, that even if the mezuzahs are facing one or the other way, it's not ma'akev. Even if it's rolled that the Shema faces one direction out, or the Shema faces a different direction out, it still shouldn't be ma'akev how you put the mezuzah up. But again, l'chadchila, if you have the mezuzah rolled in the wrong direction, you should fix it so that it opens up with Shema as you read it. The Chovas Hador continues and says that if you roll the mezuzah from top to bottom, or you roll the mezuzah from bottom to top, so it's pasul, because in such a case, Shema would then be written upside down. And this is the understanding of the Pischei Sha'arim, the Pischei Mezuzahs, and the other poskim. And the Agrav Halacha in Perek Vav argues that when the mezuzah is placed in a diagonal, as the Ashkenazim do, so then it shouldn't be a problem if you roll it from top to bottom. Because if the mezuzah is now on a diagonal, so then the Shema will not be upside down, because it won't be top or anyway, it'll be on a diagonal place, where even if I roll the mezuzah from top to bottom, the Shema will not be in an upside down position, it'll just be in a diagonal position, and now not be a lack of kavod, or whatever the issue is. Yes? No, we'll discuss Rabbeinu Tam when we get to it. Rabbeinu Tam has a different issue. The Pischei Sha'arim and Osadi Dalad writes regarding someone who rolls the mezuzah with the ksav on the outside. Let's say you roll the mezuzah because you think it'll be fancy and nicer, that you should be able to see the ksav, so you roll it inside out. So when you're done, you have the writing of the mezuzah on the outside of the roll. He writes, Ve'elu shekorchem es ha-mezuzah al ha-ksav mi-bachutz. And those who wrap the mezuzah with the ksav facing the outside, ein das chachamim nochem imenu. The das of chachamim are not okay with this. This is not a proper Jewish action. V'kvod Elokim hester davar. And the honor of a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be hidden. We don't need to have the ksav, the writing of the mezuzah, facing on the outside. Which leads us to the next question. Can you leave the mezuzah flat, opened, like a picture frame, and then hang it on the wall? I recall seeing this somewhere, and live, but I don't remember where. I was trying to think about it for a number of days, and I tried searching on the internet to see if there was such a picture of someone who made such a mezuzah. But I have seen such a thing. It's considered very beautiful. It's very fancy that you open the mezuzah on a wide doorpost as an entrance to a room or a house, that you can see the mezuzah opened up in full as you would put any picture in a picture frame. There are four mahalchim within the poskim. This is discussed in the journal Noam, which is the journal published by Rav Menachem Kosher in volume Yud, in volume 10. There's a lengthy article there by Rav Mordechai Levi Horowitz, and he says this is 100% puzzle to have the mezuzah opened like a picture. The Torah says, "Uksavtam al mezuzos beisecha," and this is the Kabbalah of Chazal. How do you fulfill uksavtam al mezuzos beisecha? In the Masorah that Chazal have, that the mezuzah is supposed to be rolled all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he says, if you do such a thing, there will be sakana, and it will not protect your house, because you do not have a mezuzah up in the proper fashion if the mezuzah is opened and not rolled. The Lev Avram writes in Simon Pehei, that he agrees with this idea, that the Tzuras HaMitzvah for generations has been that the mezuzah is rolled, and should not be changed because it's a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChadosh Aser Min HaTorah, these new fangled ideas and what should be considered artistic and proper, and hanging mezuzah is inappropriate, and we should do what we've done in the past. This is the opinion of the Shraga HaMeir and Chelek Vav, and the Beis Avi in Chelek Dal Kufra Vav says that this was the Megillah in Klai Yisrael, this is how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch had it, with it to be rolled, and he adds, Lamisha wrote, you should object and be upset with someone who does this. Because this is the Megillah in Klai Yisrael, to roll the mezuzah. And Rabbi Salveitchik is quoted Nefesh HaRav, that it might be ma'akev, the mitzvah as well, in mezuzah, to have the mezuzah opened and not rolled. So, mahalach number one is, puzzle to have the mezuzah exposed and opened. Ruchan Knievsky, in his Sharet Sion and Sif Kavan Lamed Tes and our Simon, says that there's room to be lenient, but Lechad Chila, one should roll it, because this is not how we find it in the Gemara, and this is what the Chovas Hador writes in the Pesach Sharim and the other Svarim as well. And Ruchan Knievsky brings two reasons why he thinks you can be lenient and have the mezuzah opened and not rolled. The first is a Lavush. The Lavush says that even if it's not rolled, it's kasher b'dieved. Now the problem is Ruchan Knievsky does not tell us where this Lavush is and what the Lavush is talking about. So the Shevet HaKahasi steps in Chelek Aleph and Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, and he suggests that he's referring to the Lavush in the beginning of Siman Reish Pei Tes, where the Lavush says that the reason why we wrap the mezuzah is that it shouldn't get ruined. But, infers Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if I know that the mezuzah is not going to get ruined, so there's no reason to roll it. The whole purpose of rolling it is that it's protected. But if I know it'll be protected even if it's not rolled, so therefore it certainly would still be kosher. In addition, the Gemara Menachos Lamadal has a Havamina, that you should, Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecha means you should write the words of the parsha of mezuzah on the actual wall to fulfill the mitzvah. And therefore, we see from there that if I can have a havamina, for whatever reason, that I can write the words on the wall, then certainly I could have a mezuzah opened on the door as well. The Gemara says we don't do that because Uksavtam is referring to the way the Getter or Sefer Torah is written. But the Gemara doesn't say it's inappropriate or it's against the Masorah to have the words written on the wall, the doorpost. And therefore, based on these two proofs, he says that certainly would be kosher bidi eved. In these cases, the Agrabah Halacha and Parak Vav has issues with both of these reasons from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Ayin Sham, to see his disagreement. The next mahalach is from Avad Yosef. He writes in Yabi Omer and Chelech Ches and Yerodei Sim and Lamed, and again the Halicha Solam, the Lichat Chila, we shouldn't change the minog of rolling the mezuzah, as it's brought in Shas and Poskim, but B'diyevit is certainly kosher, and there's no reason to go back and change it, says Rav Avadja. Whereas before, Rav Chaim Kanievsky was seemingly saying that it's fine, but you should really change it. But at the end of the day, it's still okay. Rav Avadja says, if you have such a mezuzah, it's still kosher if it's open. And he says, why might it even be beneficial? Because we know that we're supposed to put the mezuzah in a way that can be seen through a glass or a plastic covering to see Shem Hashem. So if that's fine, then Kal Vachomer, if I can see the words, and I can see it through the glass, and I can see the writing of the mezuzah, shouldn't that be even more inspiring than just seeing the mezuzah through a plastic case? And therefore, those who do this have what to rely on, v'hanach lehem l'Yisrael, and this is quoted again, the Yalkut Yosef, and Rav Elazar Shapiro, who's the Rav of Tzanz and Bnei Brak, writes the same thing in his Ali Desha, in Hilchos Mezuzah Perek Lamed Dalet. The fourth Shita, who says that it is mutter lechatchila, and it's a great thing to do without question, is Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz of Gemara fame. Rabbi Steinsaltz is quoted in that version of Noam, that volume Chelek Yud, on page Reish Mem Dalet. He has an article, and he says that as long as you can protect the mezuzah behind the glass, then it's mutter lechatchila to have the mezuzah opened on the doorpost. In addition, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Pei Vav that it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar to see the mezuzah, so it should be even greater mitzvah to see the ksav. And also, he says, it saves you from having to take down the mezuzah and bring it to the sofer to check, because the mezuzah will always be there open, and you can see yourself that there's a problem. Therefore, lichatchila, it's probably a better thing, he says, to have the mezuzahs opened, that you can see the ksav on the door. I do not know what the minig is in the Steinsaltz home. Can you cover the mezuzah in plastic and then wrap it? If the point of wrapping it in this the nylon is to protect it, so the poskim discuss, can I take a piece of nylon, cover it on both sides, and then wrap it in the plastic? That'll be even better protection, right? If I just have the mezuzah wrapped in the plastic bag, that's okay. But what if I could have it protected on every single inch, covered in plastic, right? I put the mezuzah in the laminating machine, and then I roll it up, and it's sealed, and it's good. That should be a great protection. So the Shevet HaKahasi writes in Chelek Aleph that since the wrapping is not ma'akev, then go ahead. If you want to wrap the whole mezuzah in plastic and roll it up, that would be perfectly fine. Rav Nissen Karelz in Lakat Hilchos Mezuzah says there's no din, that the cloth is required to come in contact with itself, but it's better to wrap it in the plastic after it's been rolled up, not wrap it in the plastic covered on all sides. And Rav Moshe is quoting the Olei Yishon, who's saying that we are machmer to only roll the mezuzah and then wrap it up, and one should not at all wrap the mezuzah in a plastic covering and then roll it up afterwards. The Mincha Shlomo in Chelek Beis Siman Sadi Zion says there's no issue with taping the mezuzah closed after it was rolled up. If you want to make sure there's a tight seal on the wrapping, and you want to make sure the mezuzah doesn't come out, and you put a piece of tape to keep it together, it's perfectly fine. There's a tshuva in the Evan Yisrael Chelek Test Siman Sadi Test, and again in the Kfiyas Mezuzah Hilchasa and Perek Yud Gimel, who question the psak. But I don't understand their reasonings. They don't really bring any reasons as to why there would be a problem, and therefore it would be perfectly fine to put a piece of tape if you wanted to seal the mezuzah shut when rolling it up. The last halacha here in Siman Reish Pei Tes is based on the Rambam Hilchos Mezuzah Parakei, classic Maimonidean rationalist approach to the mitzvah of mezuzah. And the Rambam says, those who write the names of angels or shemos or psukim or forms on the inside of the mezuzah are among those who don't have a chelek in olam haba. These people are foolish. They mevatel the mitzvah. They make a great mitzvah that reflects yichud Hashem and avas Hashem and avodas Hashem into a good luck charm. And in their foolish conception, they think this is going to help them, but really it's going to hurt them. And don't add things to the inside of the ksav of the mezuzah. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sifir Aleph, it's not proper to put other things like Shemos Kedoshim or Malachim on other places as a form of Shmira. It's a chutzpah kalpe shmaya, he says, to add things to the ksav, seemingly of the inside of the mezuzah. Since a Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded to put up the mezuzah alone, nothing else needs to go on the inside of the mezuzah. Doing so is the path of Amaratzis, and people don't know anything, and you should rebuke such people, and this is the halacha. We know that there's minhagim to write things on the outside, but this is regarding the inside of the mezuzah. The Chalkas Yaakov and Or HaChaim Siman Yud. He says there was a minhag to write on the outside of the mezuzah that it was muga or nivdak, that you should know that this mezuzah was checked. They would write on the outside that this was checked on this and this date to let a person know that this mezuzah was good. He says it's not proper. The Betzel HaChachm and Chelek Beis Nandal says if this was written, it should be removed. And Rav Moshe writes in the Gros Moshe or Yoredeya Beis Kuf Mem that we don't add things to the mezuzah that are not brought down as the minhag, and this is the halacha. The Yerushalmi in Perek Gimel, Halacha Test says that Svarim that are written in Eretz Yisrael cannot be taken to Chutz La'aretz unless they were written with the intention of taking them out. And the Mare HaPanim there in Yerushalmi says this is Isser extends to all Svarim, not just Sifrei Torah, seemingly even printed Svarim. This is a big discussion. When they print Svarim in Eretz Yisrael, how are they allowed to ship it out to Chutz La'aretz if it wasn't the intention? There's a lot of discuss about this sugi when it comes to printed Svarim nowadays. And this halacha is explained at length in the Peyas HaShulchan of the Talmud of the Gra. And the reason is either because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that why are we going to take something made for Torah outside of Eretz Yisrael, or that when something is made in Eretz Yisrael and it leaves Eretz Yisrael, it lowers the Kedusha. Whatever the reason is, the Chaim Shal, the Minchas Elazar, and the Chelukei, and the Beis Ridbaz, and Simon Mem say that the Yushalmi is not Halach Lamaisa, or we don't pass like the Yushalmi, and therefore it's not an issue. But there are some poskim who say the Yushalmi is the Halacha. And the question is, what about mezuzahs written in Eretz Yisrael, which, as we know, are almost all mezuzahs are written in Eretz Yisrael. So the Yushalmi would seem to imply that if you want to be machmer, you can't send mezuzahs out of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. And this is what Rav Chaim Yitzchak Yerucham writes in the Birchas Yitzchak and Chelek Aleph Siman Dalet, that mezuzahs apply and have this din of not taking svarim out of Eretz Yisrael. And this is cited in the Mezuzos Malachim. However, the Agur Balach in Parakei in Sif Samach Beis says this is not the halach, and the minag is obviously to take mezuzahs outside of Eretz Yisrael. Let's begin Simon Reish Pei Tes. Let's just discuss the mezuzah cover. That's all we want to discuss right now, are the covers that go on the mezuzah. How do we know there's a mezuzah cover? What's the source that mezuzah should be put in a cover? So that is the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia, Kuf Alpha Mabez. There's a machlokes. Who is responsible to put up and to pay for the mezuzah? Does the homeowner have to supply certain things for or the tenant have to supply certain things? So the halach is the homeowner has to supply anything that requires an umma and a craftsman to put it up. And anything the tenant can do, you don't need to have any skill to do any work on the house, so he's responsible to put up. So the question is, what about a mezuzah? Is a mezuzah something that requires some sort of skill to put it up, that you have to require someone to put it up who has craftsmanship abilities, or is a mezuzah something that the tenant can put up on his own? The Gemara says, you're going to need a craftsman because you have to dig out a crevice in the hole to make sure you can put the mezuzah in and put it up properly. As we know, the minhag in many places in Eretz Yisrael was to carve out places and to put the mezuzah inside. And therefore, it would seemingly that the renter would have to put up the responsibility to get the mezuzah there. Says the Gemara, no. You can simply take a reed, a hollow reed, hollow it out, put the mezuzah in, close it up, and put it up there. And therefore, we see that there was a minhag to put the mezuzah in a cover, even in the times of the Gemara. And this idea of putting the mezuzah in a case is cited by the Rambam Hilchos Mezuzah Parakei, and here in the Shulchan Aruch, to put it in the Shvoferes Shel Kana. However, there's a sheet of the Vilna Gaon, cited in the Maaser Rav Siman Tzadi Ches, cited by the Pesachei Tshuva here in Sifkatan Beis, where the Gruff felt the mezuzah should not be placed on anything, so there's no hefsek between the mezuzah and the doorposts. Now, the mezuzah in the Maaser Rav is referring to wrapping the mezuzah in a piece of cloth. Not a mezuzah cover as we know it, but rather a piece of parchment. The Chedushei Rav Reuven Grozovsky in Maseches Sukkah, and again in the Aderes and his Peirush on the Rambam, discuss, if I have a piece of parchment covering the mezuzah, which is made of parchment, why don't we say min b'mino, it's the same species. Usually when you have the same species, it's not considered a hefsek. So Ayin Sham, they discuss why that may or may not be an issue according to the Gra. But let's discuss regular mezuzah covers and what is the Gra's issue with our mezuzahs being in covers, and what is the halacha, is it appropriate to be machmir? The Aruch HaShulchan writes here in Sif Yud Tes that the Gra is against every single posik. There's no shita that follows the Gra, and there's no shita like that before the Gra. Also, how's one supposed to put up a mezuzah? Well, how are you supposed to take a mezuzah and put it up if you don't have a case? What are you supposed to do? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ubar Shashomea Shema Vata, it's a mistake in the Vilna Gaon, and the Gra never said it. A student mistakenly put this down. And it's also the opinion of the Chazanish and the Aruch HaSarbenu and Rechan Kievsky and the Parsha Sedura. The Gra never said this at all, Ohai Lo Nivra, that the Gra wants us to put a mezuzah without covers on the mezuzah. The next mahalach is in the Mikdash Ma'at. He says that it's not the Minhag HaOlam, but it's proper to be machmer for the Gra. The Gra is a real shita, and the Emek Bracha, the Talmud of the Briska Rav, writes in Mezuzah Siman Yud, he's bothered by the above issues, but then he answers by saying that it's not al pi halacha, it's al pi Kabbalah. You can't understand the Gra's psak; it's all based on Kabbalistic ideas. And one who wants to follow reasons al pi Kabbalah could be macha for the Gra. Yeah. The part isn't like completely wrapped around. Yeah. That part is still open. So according to the Gra, that's how you'd put it up. I guess that technically would work. But there also, you wouldn't put it in, you wouldn't wrap it at all. You can't put it in a plastic wrapping. Okay. I'm saying that you're running, I guess you'd be, I guess the sofer would tell you running the risk of having it exposed. I'm saying it's not going to be, what?
In New Orleans,
and the cloth is flush against the. What? Well, let's see. There's going to be other sheets. There's going to be sheets of the Minchas Yitzchak. We'll discuss that as well in a second. The rest of the poskim do not say that we should be machmir for the Gra, and they do not say there's a mistake in the Gra. They simply say that the halach is not like the Gra. The Gemara says so explicitly that you can put it in a kana, and the Gra seems to ignore that. And this is the sheet of the Maharsham, the Tehillah LeDavid, and the Chazanish, and the Chalkas Yaakov, the Minchas Yitzchak, Roshom HaZaman Arbach, the Abia Omer, Rav Vazner. Kimat, all the poskim simply say that the halach is not like the Gra in such a case. The Tshuvas Hanagos in Chelak Aleph Tuf Reish Nun Aleph says you can be mekayim the Gra with the following chumra: you should attach the case to the wall first, have the case be considered batel to the wall, it has a shame wall now, and then put the mezuzah in it. But you need to have a mezuzah case where you can put it into the case while it's attached to the wall. So one would have to be careful about that when buying such a case. Does the mezuzah need to be flush against the doorpost? And if you want to follow, like you were saying, to have the case, you need to make sure, if you want to be choshev sheets of the Gra, so it might be that the mezuzah has to be all the way against it, all the way up against it. So the Pischei Sharim, Seitz of Yaakov Kamenetsky, and the Seichel Tov, Seitz of Benzin Abashal, and the Shevet Alevi and Chelak Yud Kuf Pei Beis, and other poskim, the Agur Balech and Perak Tess say, there can be a space. The mezuzah does not have to be flush against the wall. And the Minchas Yitzchak and Chelak Yud Sarihei says, according to the Gra, if it's not flush against the wall, it'll be a hefsek. So even if you put it in a case and the back would be open, you'd have to make sure that the mezuzah would be all the way touching the wall. Again, technically leaving it to be somewhat exposed. The last issue when it comes to mezuzahs is the sheet of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov is cited in the Das Kedoshim here in Siman Reish Pei Tes, that the mezuzah should not be put into metal because, similar to the halacha by the Mizbeach, just like the Mizbeach, as the Mechilta writes in Parshas Yisro, was a thing of shalom, and the metal represents cutting down a person's life, and therefore you do not have this thing, the mezuzah, which is laman, that we should have a richas yamim, that we should have a long life, we should have the mezuzah case, which is metal, combined with the mezuzah, which is supposed to give us a long life. This is the shita of the Baal Shem Tov. The Das Kedoshim is unsure if the Baal Shem Tov said this regarding all metal or just Barzel. That's a question on its own. The Acharonim note that the Ramban in the end of Parshas Yisro says that the steps leading up to the Mizbeach could be covered in silver. So it's clear from the Ramban that it's a din in Barzel, not a din in all metals. So maybe the Baal Shem Tov will be making when it comes to a silver mezuzah cover. Regarding the sheet of the Baal Shem Tov, so the Das Kedoshim notes that the minhag is to use metal nails to put up the mezuzah in this case. There's a sheet of the Ruach Chaim and Ruach Chaim Siman Reish Vav, who says you shouldn't make a bracha on fruit. It's being held up by a metal fork. The same idea. The Prima Gadim in Siman Kuf Pei says the issue of removing knives from the table as well. We know the table, there's two reasons why we take knives off the table. Either because the table is like a shulchan and we don't want to have metal at that time when we're benching and we're referring to the shulchan, we're talking about the mizbeach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in benching. The other reason is because of the mice of the guy who took the knife and stabbed himself when he got to Bona Yerushalayim and he was upset he didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. But the Prima Gadim says that it's only a din in Barzel of knives on the table. But if you had a silver knife or a golden knife, then that would not have to be removed from the table. There's a long piece in the Das Noter, which is the Svarim that Ruchan Kanievsky's son put out, and from his father, a third edition just came out, but in Chelik Beis, there's a long piece from the Stipler, of all the things the Stipler was machmir about when it came to metal. The Stipler would not put a metal pen on his sefer. rest on his sefer, because the idea of the metal connected with Torah. He had a whole bunch of other things as well. The clasps on the gartel for the stipler sefer Torah were not made of metal as well, because you shouldn't have any metal connected to the Torah. He had a whole list of things where he wouldn't put metal together. Nevertheless, the Aparkasta Daniya, Rabbi Sperber, who's Professor Daniel Sperber's grandfather, he writes in the Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Tes that the nails don't touch the mezuzah, so you don't have to be careful about that at all. You can have metal nails. It's not like an Indian of, like by the sukkah, that you can't have metal holding up metal, things like that. And the Chazon Ish had a mezuzah cover that was metal. And in addition, it should be noted that there's a comment in Maseches Kelim in Perek Tazayin. There, the Mishnah is discussing different types of Kelim, whether they're Mekabel Tumah or they're not Mekabel Tumah, or they're Torah or not. And one of the things it talks about is a mezuzah cover. So the Bar Tanura there says, what was the mezuzah covers made of that we should be concerned about Tumah and Tara? The Bar Tanura says the mezuzah cover is made of metal, certainly also against the sheet of the Baal Shem Tov. However, the sheet of the Rambam and the Perish of Mishnah is there. In Maseches Kelim is that the mezuzah cover they're talking about is that it's made of wood. So it would turn out that perhaps the Rambam is being choshesh for the shita of the Baal Shem Tov. Tzarechien. Not so clear. But to halacha l'maisa, certainly the minig is to be makel to have metal mezuzahs. I don't even know how many metal mezuzahs there are, but I guess if one had a pick between wood or silver or something like that, if one wanted to be machmer, one can certainly rely on the chumrah of the Baal Shem Tov.